Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I am Loay Salman, Chief of the Division of Nephrology and Hypertension at Albany Medical College, Albany, New York. I am joined by my co-author, Lysail Martinez, Research Assistant Professor in the Division of Vascular Surgery at the University of Miami, Miami, Florida. Today, we will discuss our article entitled A Hyaluronan Synthesis Inhibitor Delays Progression of Diabetic Kidney Disease in a Mouse Experimental Model, published in Kidney 360 this May.
Thank you for the invitation, Loay. So, Loay, would you explain to the audience what was the rationale for testing whether a hyaluronan synthesis inhibitor delays progression of diabetic kidney disease?
Sure. Arteriolar hyalinosis is one of the features of diabetic kidney disease. It results from the accumulation of hyaluronan in the kidneys. Therefore, we hypothesized that reduction in arteriolar hyalinosis formation may slow the progression of diabetic kidney disease. Lysail, can you briefly describe your experimental protocol?
Of course. We use an endothelial nitric oxide synthase and leptin receptor deficient mice. This is a murine model for type 2 diabetes mellitus that is characterized by obesity, moderate hypertension, and development of diabetes at 6 to 8 weeks of age. Mice also manifest cardinal features of diabetic nephropathy, including albuminuria, decreased glomerular filtration rate, and consistent histopathologic changes such as arteriolar hyalinosis, increased glomerular basement membrane thickness, mesangial expansion, mesangialysis, and glomerulosclerosis. We tested a hyaluronan synthesis inhibitor named 4-methylombeliferone, also called hymecromone and abbreviated as 4-MU. We had three groups of mice: double homozygous mice that were fed a 4-MU supplemented diet, double homozygous mice that were fed controlled diet, and heterozygous non-diabetic siblings that were fed commercial chow. All type of diets were started at 9 weeks of age and continue for 9 weeks. So using this experimental design, Loay, what are the key results on your conclusion?
We found that diabetic animals treated with 4-MU had significantly higher glomerular filtration rate and lower urine albumin to creatinine ratio and plasma cystatin C levels than diabetic controls after 9 weeks of treatment. Additionally, histological assessment of the kidneys demonstrated a significantly lower mesangial expansion scores and the glomerular injury index in 4-MU-treated mice compared to controls. Plasma glucose showed a strong correlation with kidney hyaluronan levels. Also, the amounts of total hyaluronan and low molecular weight hyaluronans in the kidney correlated with urine albumin to creatinine ratio. So, Lysail, what are the limitations and alternative explanations for our results?
Sure. One of the limitations of our study is the small number of animals used in the experiments due to the low fertility of the mouse strain. Additionally, although they remain diabetic, mice treated with 4-MU had lower glucose levels than controlled diabetic mice, a factor that may have contributed to these findings. What are the potential implications of these findings, Loay?
Our study has shown that inhibition of hyaluronan synthesis with 4-MU decreased blood glucose and slowed the progression of kidney disease in an animal model of type 2 diabetes mellitus. These findings have opened the door for a two-pronged therapeutic approach that can potentially target both hyperglycemia and kidney disease in diabetic patients. This is particularly important given that diabetic kidney disease is by far the most common cause of end-stage kidney disease in the United States.
Loay, what are the next steps in the study?
There are important questions that remain, such as the role of hyaluronan fragment size on the progression of diabetic kidney disease and the long-term effects of 4-MU therapy. 4-MU is a dietary supplement in Europe and Asia for liver health and has been used in short term in small clinical trials of bile duct disorders. However, there have been no clinical trials that tested long-term 4-MU treatment. We believe it is time to move to human research and finally give a chance to this promising therapy.
Good. In conclusion, our study has shown that accumulation of hyaluronan in the kidneys is associated with progression and histological features of diabetic kidney disease in mice, and that inhibition of hyaluronan synthesis can slow kidney disease progression in this experimental model. Thank you for joining us in this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.